Welcome in for our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, hello. Welcome again.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. Well, we have been talking relationships over these past couple of weeks, and now that we're past Valentine's Day, kind of still focusing on that, and an interesting topic for today as we look at choosing a partner and knowing maybe if this is the one.
Exactly. And, you know, Mike, I'm not going to ask you a personal question, but I'm going to assume that you were not part of an arranged marriage. Your mom and dad didn't call her mom and dad when you were born and say, come on.
No.
We don't do that anymore.
Right.
And, you know, and even things have changed since my 104-year-old great aunt went on her first date at age 19 after my soon-to-be uncle asked her father. And there was a lot of hoops to jump through. Mm. Now we're doing it on our own, and kids are starting a much younger age. And so I think it's important to think about how, if we're going to pick a partner, how are we going to do that?
Okay.
So some of the challenges is when we start really young, our values aren't really solid. So we do have to rely on our parents' limitations for us and what kinds of things they allow us to do. And sometimes, because we're not real experienced, we try to decide if we're doing a good job picking by what the other person says. So we spend time doing a lot of people-pleasing, which isn't very effective. When that happens, we can keep trying to do things to make the other person happy, or we can end up being manipulated. We can give up things that would help us grow personally, like maybe not go off our team because somebody doesn't want us to, or travel or go on vacation. It's not like the old days. It's a lot harder.
There's all kinds of different ways these days to meet someone, and maybe not as many in the old days. So that allows for more opportunities, I guess. But, you know, is there some advice on how to choose or to know that you're kind of on the right path for finding the right person?
Well, what I like to picture is a target, a bullseye, with you in the center, your family in the next circle out, your friends in the next circle out, and then like society in general outside that. And so if you keep that in mind, if you work from the outside in, it kind of helps you. So if you look at the person that you're going out with or interested in, and you see that they're doing things that society wouldn't approve of, stealing, robbing, breaking laws, you might think, not the one for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good thing. If you're with if your friends meet the person that you're interested in, and they don't have anything in common, or they pick up things about the person that they know doesn't match you, or if the person you're going with or interested in starts isolating you from your friends, not the person for you. Mm. As you go into the circle, it's the same thing with your family, because some people will really isolate you from everyone. There's a nice period of time, maybe a short period of time, when that does happen, when your focus is totally on the other person. But if you never see your family and you never see your friends, again, time to eliminate, change the relationship. And then if all those things are okay, and now you're in the center, and they don't have the same values, or they're not respectful of your other relationships, or don't have relationships of their own, if they don't encourage you to grow, because as we said last time, people grow, or they change, or if they make you feel guilty by the way they say things when you do things your own way, if you don't want to be a better person because of your relationship, then probably you don't want to be with that person. Mm. So basically what we're saying is, if they fit into society, if they contribute to the welfare, if friends and family recognize and accept, and they accept friends and family, and the values match, you probably found a good match.
Yeah, it's a side thing too with the friends and family. That's where you can really hopefully count on good friends and family that will not just say yes because you might like the person. They'll be honest with you and say, look, I'm noticing some things maybe you can't see or you're not paying attention to that just don't mesh, and I don't think this person would be right for you for A, B, C, or whatever the reasons may be, instead of just saying, oh yeah, they're great because you know that you like them.
You know what, you bring up a good point. You do want people who are honest with you, and if you're not sure that your family and friends will be honest, it's good to take the situation to a neutral party, to a therapist, and say, here's what's going on. What am I missing?
All right, there's all kinds of resources here, too, that we can point folks towards on the website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Great ones, all of them.
All right, several books to check out at the website, which is safeharboril.com. That's all the time we have on today's show, but make sure you join us again next week for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks at the same time next week on WSPY.